Diary Fragment, Herod and Pilate, circa 1893. Herod, who had in a scene of revelry, was entrapped by the captivating dance of Herodias' daughter to give her anything she may ask, and when his senses were debased with wine, he gave an order for the death of John the Baptist. When the bleeding head was brought in before his guests, they felt a horror beholding the scene. This was more than Herod, who had heard the preaching of John, could endure. He could not close his vision to the painful sight. After 1 year had passed, and he had time to consider his own life and character, he was with his unlawful wife, Herodias, witnessing and going through the formal ceremonies as a Jew observing the annual Passover. The Lord Jesus had been betrayed by Judas, one of his professed disciples, and a band of men and soldiers, with staves and spears, arrested him after his long agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Sanhedrin had condemned him to death, but he could not be executed without the confirmation of Pilate. Therefore, he was brought before Pilate, that he might be legally condemned. After examining the accusers of the world's Redeemer, it was found their testimony contradicted each other and was valueless, and Pilate declared, "I find no fault in this man." Luke 23, verse 4. This testimony, setting aside the contradictory testimony urged against him, made the Jews almost frantic at the prospect that they might be baffled.